Thank you, Lord. Sound okay? Yes. All right. Wednesday, 7/31, 24. 5 months to the end of the year. The title of this is Following God's Path. It's like I said, it's going to be short and sweet today, but we need to hear it. Psalms 119, 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Lamp here means to glisten or to light, and light here means illumination, lightning, or happiness. I thought, happiness, think about that. God's path. God's path, even though it might be difficult at times, leads to happiness. There's not any disappointments. I don't think people that have sold out totally to God ever have to say they regret doing it. You hear many say, well, I wished I had followed God, and they didn't. They have regrets, but not those that follow His path. All right, 2 Corinthians. You already got me there. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 6:14. It says, To be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Now there's another scripture that says, Bad communication corrupts good manners. And what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So this walk separates us from the world. God's. A walk with God separates us from the world. We cannot mix. All right. The Word of God, I believe Brother Copeland said this. As I was writing this down, I was thinking that is where I wrote it in the faith. I read it from in the Faith to Faith devotion. He made this statement. The Word of God separates you from the world and separates you unto God. So whether he didn't say that or I'm giving him credit for it. So the Word of God will separate us from the world, and it will separate us to God. All right, that's what makes the difference. It's all about the Word of God. That's why Romans 12, 1 and 2, which I won't read to you, you ought to know it by heart by now, you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind with its new ideas and new attitudes, the Amplified says. I like that because Christians have a whole different way of looking at things. Now, some of the Christians I've seen, you know, on social media and stuff, I wonder, you know, they don't really sound like people with renewed minds. And that's even worse. To me, that's even worse because we are to be so set apart and so different that we're not anything like the world. If we represent Jesus, Jesus stood out, didn't he? I mean, he absolutely, you know when you've been in the presence of Jesus, and they ought to know when they've been in our presence. That's that person that actually walks it. You know, everybody else I've known all my life, they just talk about it, but they never do anything. But this person, I mean, they really walk it. I really see the fruit in their life. I really see the power of God in their life. That's from the Word of God. This is a quote from Scooby Q. It's just somebody posting. Weak people chase pleasure. Weak people chase pleasure. Strong people chase purpose. When you're a Christian, you have purpose in your life. When you're living for yourself, you're just there for whatever feels good to you or seems good to you. Most people live and die that way, even Christians, sad to say. All right, this is Hebrews 11:25. You can turn there with me. They ought to be able to say about us what they said to the about the disciples. They perceived that they had been with Jesus. How did they perceive that? Because they told the man at the gate that was crippled all his life, rise up and walk. Peter took him by the hand. He leaped up and was leaping and praising God. That's how they perceived. They got power. Jesus had power. Do you know any Christians that have any power? Any power at all? Well, present company excluded. Do you really know any individuals that really have power in their life? No, their families are struggling just like the families in the world. No power. And you know what's odd about it? They ask you to pray and you have an answer and then they don't use it. They don't take it. They're so ingrained in the world system and its ways of handling things that no, you don't have the expertise. No, but I got the answers. How about that? Would that work? Would the answer work? Sometimes I wonder. It gets frustrating. It makes you not want to share. Unless you know, well, if I do, are you going to heed it? Anyway, they could tell something was different about them because they had been with Jesus, because they had power in their life. The man needed healing. How many Pharisees had gone by there and seen that guy at the gate? Probably all of them. Nobody ever lifted a hand to do anything for him, did they? All right. There are two paths to choose from. Two different timelines, if you will. If you want to talk about timelines, that's what a timeline is. You choose. You're going to walk in the way of God. Or you're going to walk in the way of the world and you're going to have a different timeline for whatever path you choose. All right. The road to destruction or the pathway to life. This is Matthew 7, 13 and 14. This is in the Amplified, so I'll just read it to you. I like the way it says it. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. In other words, what I take that to mean is it's broad and there's just a lot of pleasure on that street, on that path. There's just a lot of pleasure, a lot of things to distract you and have fun doing. Let's go to Disney World or, you know, nothing wrong with that, I don't guess. Now, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but, you know, in the day we thought it was good. But I'm telling you, it's a distraction. Hasn't this theater been that? Hasn't this been what they've done to us all our life? They've tried to distract us through television and media sources and music and movies, television programs. Everything that you can think of has been infiltrated with Satan's pleasures. All right. But the gate is narrow, contracted by pressure. Why? When you get on that path, the enemy, he wants you back. Right? He wants you back. He wants to distract you. He wants to use the game on you he's used on you most of your life. And the way straightened and compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who find it. That's a sad statement, isn't it? Few are those. Jesus said that. Few are those who find it. The scripture says we've been created for God's pleasure, not the other way around. To do just go through life just having fun. Girls just want to have fun. Just, you know, most people, that's the way they live. It's all about pleasure. If it isn't sports, it's something else. All right. Revelation 4:11. Satan has it in reverse. 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We are created for God's pleasure, so why wouldn't the enemy try to distract us with his pleasures? Yeah. Now you know why he comes to steal the word away from you. Even Jesus was tempted in these areas. Satan promised him everything, and we're going to look at that, Luke chapter 4. He had to be proven in that area. That's why he was in the wilderness. You have to be proven for whenever the pressure comes. Will you stick with it or will you go the easy route? Okay, right here, starting verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So the wilderness experience you're going through has been led by the Holy Spirit. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. You mean the Holy Spirit would do that? He'd lead you somewhere to be tempted of the devil? Well, if he did that to Jesus, we're God's sons, aren't we? And in those days, he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. God had to know that in the toughest time, he had been not eating for 40 days and 40 nights, and this is when the heavy temptation came. He was weak. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Oh, a jet. Go, you know, fly to Paris. Well, now it's really got a bad name. But you know what I'm saying? Just the pleasures. Most people, they thrive on, you know, like to travel and just go all over the place. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. And he's right. He stole it all from Adam. Jesus gave it back. But we have to take it back. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Isn't that what the elite are? They've had all the money, stole all the gold, had all the pleasures, had all the land, got everything. And that's what they live for. But it doesn't satisfy because they just keep wanting more. Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Possessions didn't work. Food didn't work. His very necessities didn't work. What about power? And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Didn't say for forever, it said for a season. All right. If you take the devil's deal, you forsake the word of God. That's the compromise. Basically, as a Christian, you lose your life if you take the devil's deal. 2 Timothy 3:4. Well, let's just start with verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what it's like. It compromises them to the place they can't come back. This is kind of the world we see. The world that's being judged. Okay. If you choose the Word and God, it will cause you to live life and have pleasure too. It's like seeking first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added to you. You say, Lord, I'm not in it for the pleasure. I'm in it to serve you. He said, well, then I'm going to give you pleasure. I'm going to give you things to enjoy. All right, we're just going to look at some scriptures here. This is Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. All right, we're going to look at several here. Luke 12 is the first one, 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdoms of our God, and he shall reign forever. All right, we're going to look in the Psalms and Proverbs, and I even have one in Job. Psalms 35. And I didn't write them all down. There's a bunch of them. This is 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I like that one. Psalm 103. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. We lay aside the pleasures of this life and count them as dung, Paul said, and we do what we do for the pleasure of the Lord. I'd rather be there than any resort in the world. All right, Psalms 147. Ten and 11. I know this, even though they may go all over the world and they may have been on 50 cruises, they're never happy and they're never satisfied. They're the most miserable, wretched people I've ever known. You know why? It's because they're Christians. If you're not serving in His Majesty's Secret Service, you can't be fulfilled. All right. Psalms 147, 10 and 11. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. Job. We'll come back to Psalms, but Job 36. Verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So when you give it up, God gives it back to you. All right. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I like that one. All right. 36 verse 8, Psalms. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. Okay, all right, let's see, I got 16:11 down twice. Okay, we don't need to look at it again. Psalms 27:11. There's not an 11, 27, 11. Yes, there is. There it is. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Okay, Proverbs 2, starting with verse 1 there. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. There's something to be said about walking on a good path. All right, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But in the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Then 26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. All right, one more scripture, Proverbs 12:28. There are benefits. He daily loads at Psalms 103. Well, let's just read Psalms 103 right quick and then we'll come back to that. Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's quite a benefit package, isn't it? Do you know an insurance company has benefits that good? Not a one. All right, Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. All right.